Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Wait, let me close those things. Okay, Quinton Finn, 欢迎大家继续来收听我们的亲爱的 Giridharan Maharaj 继续给我们讲 Krishna's book。好，现在开始。Yes。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today we are discussing Chapter 12 of Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book.
今天呢，我们来讨论是帕帕的 Krishna book 的第十二章。
Title of that chapter is The Killing of the Agasura Demon.
这一章的题目呢，就叫做杀死阿格苏拉恶魔。
Again, before we start, we shall chant our invocation prayer.
那在开始之前呢，我们先来继续像以前一样来唱诵一下这个祈祷文。
Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey.Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshamam. Krishna Krishna.
Sorry, Maharaj, you got cut off.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Why did you get cut off?
I don't know, the internet got cut off.
Okay, I noticed your internet's been going on and off. Is this going to work today?
Hope so. Should be fine. It's going to expire soon. I have to change another company.
Okay, well, so should we start again or should I just start chanting the prayer?
Prayers.
Oh, gosh. Just a second. Just a second.
Okay.
Just a second.Okay, here we go. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam.Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
Oh, 主 Krishna, 请保护我，请维系我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
O 主 Rama, Raghu 国王的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Keshava, Keshi 魔的屠者啊，请维系我。
We'll begin by some points that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes in his Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
那么开始呢，先讲一下 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在他的 Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita 里面提到的几个要点。
He says Agasura represents the mentality of cruelty to others and violence and causing trouble to others out of envy.
他说这个 Agasura 呢，代表是对其他人的残忍以及出于嫉妒而对他们产生对其他人做出的暴力等等。
This attitude is an offense against the chanting of the holy names.
这个态度呢，是对于唱诵圣名是一种冒犯。
It may also manifest in the form of an unwillingness to help other living entities by giving them Krishna consciousness.
这可能也会展示成不愿意帮助其他的生物体，就是不愿意给他们 Krishna 知觉。
According to Gargasamhita,In his previous life, he was Aga, a son of an Asura.
那么根据 Garga Samhita, 他的前世呢是一个 Asura 的儿子叫 Garga.
He had a very attractive body of which he was very proud.
他有一具非常迷人的躯体，所以他以此为傲。
One time he saw the Muni Asavakra, whose body is disfigured, and he laughed and said, "Who is this ugly person?"
What's the name of this sage again? Sorry.
Asavakra.
有一次呢，他就见到一个圣人叫 Asavakra， 这个圣人呢，的躯体是变形，是畸形的躯体，所以呢，这个阿嘎就开始嘲笑他，说这个人是谁啊，这么丑。
The sage cursed to become the ugliest snake on earth.
那么这个圣人结果就诅咒他成了地球上一条最丑的蛇。
Aga then fell at his feet and begged for mercy, so the sage blessed him that he would be delivered by Lord Krishna.
那么阿嘎呢就开始顶拜向他祈求仁慈，所以这个圣人又祝福他说将会得到被 Krishna 所解脱。
Now let us begin.
现在我们开始。
Once the Lord desired to go early in the morning with all his cowherd boyfriends to the forest where they were to assemble together to take lunch.
有一次主呢想要在清早的时候和他的所有的牧牛同朋友们一起去森林，这样他们可以在那儿聚在一起来吃午餐。
As soon as he got up from bed, he blew his bugle horn, his buffalo horn bugle,and called all his friends together.
那么他刚一从床上一起床，他就吹响了自己这个牛角号，然后就把他所有的朋友们召集到一块。
Keeping the calves before them, they started for the forest in a great procession.
他们就把这些牛犊也一起赶的，然后他们就一个巨大的游行队伍开始向森林出发了。
In this way, Lord Krishna assembled thousands of his boyfriends.
这样呢，主 Krishna 就召集了他成千上万的男朋友，就是牧牛童朋友们。
They were each equipped with a stick, flute, and horn, as well as a lunch bag, and each of them was taking care of thousands of cows.
他每一个人手上都拿着一根棍子，一只笛子，还有一个牛角。同时呢还有一个午餐袋，这样的每个人都照看着成千上万头的这个小牛犊。
All the boys appeared very jolly and happy in that excursion.
所有的这些男孩子们因为这样一次郊游就非常的快乐。
Each and every one of them, including Krishna, was attentive to his personal calves as he herded them in the different places in the forest.
那这所有的人，每一个人，包括 Krishna 在内，他们就在不同这个森林里面不同的地方看管、照看这一小他们各自的牛犊的，都是非常细心的。
The boys are fully decorated with various kinds of gold ornaments.
这所有的男孩子们全身就都装饰着各种各样的金色的首饰。
Out of sporting propensities, they began to pick up flowers.
但是呢，由于他们这种想要游玩的这种倾向，他们就开始去采摘鲜花、
leaves、
树叶、
twigs、
树枝、
peacock feathers、
还有孔雀羽毛、
and red clay、
还有那红土、
from different places in the forest and further decorate themselves in different ways。
他们就从森林里面不同的地方采摘了这一切，然后呢，进一步的以不同的方式来装扮自己。
While passing through the forest, one boy stole another boy's lunch package and passed it to a third.
在他们经过森林的时候呢，有一个男孩子又偷了另外一个男孩子的午餐袋，然后把它递给第三个人。
And when the boy whose lunch package was stolen came to know it, he tried to get it back.
那么当这个男孩子知道就这个午餐袋被偷走了，这个男孩子发现了之后呢，他就想要把它给找回来。
But the boy who had it threw it to another boy.
但是呢，偷走的午餐袋那个男孩子呢，又把它扔给另外一个男孩。
This sporting playing went on amongst the boys as childhood pastimes.
所以就是这样一种游戏，就在这些孩子们的这个作为他们的这个孩提逍遥，在不断的进行着。
Well, Lord Krishna went ahead to a distant place in order to see some specific scenery. The boys behind him ran. to try to catch up and be the first to touch him.
那么当主 Krishna 想要出发去一个更加去一个遥远的地方，以便去看一些特别的景象的时候，那么他后面的这些男孩子呢就开始跟着奔跑着去追赶他，想要成为第一个碰到他的人，触碰到他的人。
So there was a great competition.
这样呢，他们就展开了一场巨大的竞争。
One would say, I will go there and touch Krishna. And another would say, oh, you cannot go.
一个人就会说，我要去那儿碰 Krishna. 另外一个人呢又说，哦，你不能去。
I'll touch Krishna first.
我会先碰到 Krishna.
Some of them played on their flutes or vibrated bugles made of buffalo horn.
有些人就开始吹着笛子，或者说就吹着这个用牛角，公牛牛角做这个号。
Some of them gladly followed the peacocks and imitated the sounds of the cuckoo.
还有一些人就很开心的去模仿孔雀，并且模仿发出这个鸽子的声音。
While the birds were flying in the sky, the boys ran after the bird shadows along the ground and tried to follow their exact courses.
当鸟儿在空中飞翔的时候，这些男孩子们就在地上跟着这个小鸟的这个影子一起往前面奔跑，并且努力的想就跟着这个鸟的影子完全跟它一致的往前走，往前跑。
Some of them went to the monkeys and silently sat down by them.And some of them imitated the dancing of the peacocks.
有些人呢就跑到猴子边安静的坐，跟他们坐在一起；还有些人呢就去模仿舞蹈的孔雀。
Some of them caught monkeys by the tail and played with them. And when the monkeys jumped into a tree, the boys followed.
有些人就抓着猴子尾巴跟他们一起玩。那么当猴子跳进树上的时候呢，这男孩子也跟着一起跳。
When a monkey showed its face and teeth, the boy imitated and showed his teeth to the monkey.
当这个猴子开始做鬼脸，然后展示他的脸和牙齿的时候，一个男孩子呢就模仿着，也向这个猴子展示了他的牙齿。
Some of the boys played with the frogs on the bank of the Jamuna.
还有一些男孩子呢就跟亚穆纳河边的青蛙玩青蛙。
Out of fear, the frogs jumped into the water.
结果这青蛙出于害，出于恐惧，就跳进了水中。
The boys immediately dove in after them.
这男孩子马上就跳进河里面去追赶他们。
When they came out of the water, they saw their own shadows and stood imitating, making caricatures and laughing.
那么当他们从水里面出来的时候呢，他们看到自己的影子，就开始模仿。并且做出各种各样的那种姿势，还哈哈大笑。
They would also go to an empty well and make loud sounds, and when the echo came back, they would call it ill names and laugh.
他们还会到一些那个空井里面，并且发出很大的声音。那么当这个回声回响传回来的时候，他们就开始骂他们，并且哈哈大笑。
As stated by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he is realized by transcendentalists as Brahman, Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那么正如在佛教梵语里面经上所说的 ，Krishna， 他已经他是被这些就是被各个部位的，就是被这超人主义者以不同的成分或者不同的比例达到觉悟，比如说觉为 Brahman 或者 Paramatma， 就超灵以及至尊人格所生。
Lord Krishna awards the impersonalist the pleasure of Brahman realization by his bodily effulgence.
那么主 Krishna 呢是把自己的躯体的光灿赐予这些非人格主义者的，便喜悦他们，让他们达到梵觉。
He also gives pleasure to the devotees as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
但他同时呢也会作为至尊人格守神去喜悦他的奉献者。
Those who are under the spell of the external energy Maya take him only as a beautiful child.
那么那些处在就这个外在能量，也就是 Maya 的控制影响之下的人呢，只是把他当成一个美丽的小孩子来看。
Yet he gave full transcendental pleasure to the coward boys who played with him.
但是呢，他就会给那些跟他一起玩耍的牧牛童朋友们给予超然的喜乐。
Only after accumulating heaps of pious activities were those boys promoted to personally associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
这些所谓的男孩子们只是因为积累了很多很多的虔诚活动，所以他们才能够有这样一个机会亲身跟至尊人格守身联谊。
Who can estimate the transcendental fortune of the residents of Vrindavan?
谁能去估量Vrindavan 的居民他们这种超然的幸运？
They were personally seeing the Supreme Personality of God face to face.
他们能够亲眼见到至尊人格守身。
He whom many yogis cannot find even after undergoing severe austerities, although he is sitting within their hearts.
这些瑜那些很多很多的瑜伽师，即便经历了巨大的严酷的苦行，但他们仍然没办法看到 Krishna, 而其实 Krishna 是居住在他们的心中的。
This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita.
这个在 Brahma Samhita 就婆罗诃摩赞里面得到了确证。
One may search for Krishna through the pages of the Vedas and Upanishads, but it is difficult to find him there.
一个人可能会通过这些韦达经或者乌帕尼小这些篇章去寻找 Krishna, 但是要在那里找到他却并不容易，确实困难的。
However, one who is fortunate enough to associate with a devotee can see Krishna face to face.
但是呢，如果人一个足够幸运得到奉献者的联谊的话，他就能亲眼见到 Krishna。
After accumulating pious activities in many, many previous lives, the cowherd boys were seeing Krishna face to face and playing with him as friends.
这些牧牛童们他们在很多很多的前世已经积累了很多的虔诚活动之后呢，他们就能够亲眼见到 Krishna, 并且作为他的朋友跟他一起玩耍。
They could not understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they were playing as intimate friends with intense love for him.
他们并不能理解 Krishna 就是至尊人格守身，但是呢，他们出于对 Krishna 这种强烈的爱，却能作为他亲密的朋友和他们一起玩耍。
When Lord Krishna was enjoying his childhood pastimes with his boyfriends, one Agasura demon became very impatient.
那么当主 Krishna 和他这些和他的这些孩子牧牛童朋友们一起进行孩提的逍上演孩提的逍遥的时候呢，有一个阿格苏拉恶魔就变得很不耐烦了。
He was unable to tolerate seeing Krishna play so happily, and therefore he appeared before the boys intending to kill them all.
他无法容忍见到 Krishna 那么快乐的在玩耍，所以呢，他就出现在孩子们面前，想要把他们都给杀死。
This Agasura was so dangerous that even the denizens of heaven were afraid of him.
这 Agasura 是那么的充满了危险，连天堂的居民都会害怕他。
Although the denizens of heaven drank nectar daily to prolong their lives, they were afraid of this Agasura and were wondering, when will the demon be killed?
虽然说天堂的这些居民他们每天都会喝饮甘露以延长他们的寿命，但他仍然会害怕这个阿格苏拉，还一直在想着这个恶魔什么时候才会被杀死呢。
The denizens used to drink nectar to become immortal, but actually they were not confident of their immortality.
这些天堂的居民就为了就天天喝甘露，就是为了能够变得长生不老，但事实上他们并没有信心自己真的能够不死。
On the other hand, the boys who were playing with Krishna had no fear of the demons.
而在另外一方面呢，那些和 Krishna 一起玩耍的这些男孩子们却并不害怕恶魔。
They were free of fear.
他们是完全摆除了恐惧的。
Any material arrangement for protecting oneself from death is always assured, but if one is in Krishna consciousness, then immortality is confidently assured.
任何为了保免除自己任何为了让自己免除死亡的物质做出来的物质安排都是没有保证的，但如果一个人处在 Krishna 知觉当中，他们那种不死就是肯定得到保证。
The demon Agasura appeared before Krishna and his friends.
这个恶魔阿卡苏拉就出现在 Krishna 以及他的朋友们面前了。
阿卡苏拉 happened to be the younger brother of Putana and Bakasura。
阿卡苏拉呢，正好是 Putana 和 Bakasura 的弟弟。
He thought Krishna has killed my brother and sister。
他就想着 Krishna 杀死我的哥哥和姐姐。
Now I shall kill him along with all his friends and calves。
现在我要把他和他的这所有的朋友和牛犊都给杀了。
Agastya was instigated by Kamsa, so he had come with determination.
Instigate means.
It means he was kind of pushed forward or kind of, yeah, how should I say?He was pushed forward, he was kind of like enthused, he was, I don't know how to say what the synonym for this is.
I found it. 那么这个阿卡苏拉呢是由康萨怂恿来到，所以呢，因为他受到了那康萨的怂恿，所以呢，他就带着巨大的决心前来到了这里。
阿卡苏拉 also thought,that when he would offer grains and water in memory of his brother and sister and kill Krishna and all the coward boys, then automatically all the inhabitants of Vrindavan would die.
这个阿卡苏拉呢还心里还在想着，当他意念着他自己的兄哥哥和姐姐的同时呢供奉谷物和水的话，那么这时候杀死 Krishna 和他的所有牧牛童朋友，这样呢Vrindavan的所有的居民也会同时死亡。
Generally, for the householders, the children are the life and breath force.
通常情况下，对于居士来说，孩子就是他们的生命和呼吸，就是生命力。
When all the children die, then naturally the parents also die on account of strong affection for them.
当所有的孩子都死了的时候，死了之后，那么呢，自然而然这一父母亲，作为出于对他们的强烈的爱，他们也会自然死亡，也都会死去。
Agasura, thus deciding to kill all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, expanded himself by the yogic city called Mahima.
那么这个阿卡苏拉呢就决定杀死 Vrindavan 所有的居民，所以他就凭借着自己的瑜伽力量，称之为这个 Mahima 这种瑜伽神秘力量，扩展了自己。
The demons are generally expert in achieving almost all kinds of mystic powers.
通常情况下呢，这些恶魔们他们非常精于几乎各种各样的神秘力量。
In the yoga system, by the perfection called Mahima City, one can expand himself as he desires.
那么在这个瑜伽体系当中呢，一个人他可以根据达到这个 Mahima City 的完美之后呢，就可以随心所欲的扩展自己。
The demon Agasura expanded himself up to 8 miles and assumed the shape of a very fat serpent.
那么这个恶魔 Agasura 他就把自己一直扩展到八里长，而且呢是就是把自己展示为一头非常巨大的蟒蛇的形象。
Having attained this wonderful body, he stretched his mouth open just like a mountain cave.
那么他这样就得到这样一具奇妙的躯体之后呢，他又深刻张大自己的嘴，就好像一个山洞一样。
Desiring to swallow all the boys at once, including Krishna and Balaram, he sat on the path.
那么他想吞食，就是同时吞食所有的男孩子，包括 Krishna and Balaram, 所以他就坐在这条一条路上。
The demon in the shape of a big fat serpent expanded his lips from land to sky.
那么这一头作为一个蟒蛇，一头巨大的蟒蛇的这样一个恶魔呢，他就把自己的这个嘴唇啊，从地上一直伸到天上。
His lower lip was touching the ground, and his upper lip was touching the clouds.
他的下唇触碰着地面，他的上唇呢则触碰着云朵。
His jaws appear like a big mountain cave without limitation, and his teeth appear just like mountain summits.
他的下巴就好像一个很大的山，无限制的山洞，而他的牙齿呢，则像是山峰。
His tongue appeared to be a broad traffic way, and he was breathing just like a hurricane.
它的舌头伸出来，就好像是一条宽敞的交通大道，它的呼吸呢则像飓风。
His eyes were blazing like fire.
他的双眼就好像火一样发出光来，熊熊燃烧。
At first, the boys thought that the demon was a statue, but after examining it, they saw that it was a big serpent lying down in the road and widening his mouth.
那么这些男孩子一开始以为这个恶魔是一座塑像，但是当他们经过细细的打量之后呢，他们看到了这其实是一头巨大的蟒蛇躺在地上，并且张大了嘴。
The boys began to talk among themselves.
然后这些男孩子们就开始窃窃私语。
Dear friends, this figure appears to be a great animal, and he is sitting in such a posture just to swallow us all.
亲爱的朋友们啊，这个东西。看起来好像是一头巨大的动物，它呢其实就这样坐着，是想要把我们大家都吞下去。
Just see, is it not a big snake that has widened his mouth to eat us all?
你看看，这难道不是一头巨大的蟒蛇，它张大了嘴想把我们都给吃了吗？
One of them said, "Yes, what you say is true."
那么其中一个人就说，是啊，你说的对。
This animal's upper lip appears to be just like the sunshine, and its lower lip is just like the reflection of red sunshine on the ground.
这个动物的上唇看起来是阳，就像是阳光，而它的下唇呢，则好像是红色的阳光照在地上的倒影。
Dear friends, just look to the right and left hand side of the animal.
亲爱的朋友们，我们看看这个动物的。嘴的左边和右边。
Its mouth appears to be like a big mountain cave, and its height cannot be estimated.
它的嘴就好像是一个巨大的山洞，而它的高度是没法估量的。
The chin is also raised just like a mountain summit.
那么它的脸颊呢，就这样高耸，就好像是一座山峰。
That long highway appears to be its tongue, and inside the mouth, it is as dark as in a mountain cave.
这条长长的通道看起来像是它的舌头，那么在它的嘴里面是完全一片黑暗，就好像一个山洞。
The hot wind is blowing like a hurricane is its breathing, and the fishy bad smell coming from his mouth is the smell of his intestines.
它的这种刮动的这种热风，就像飓风的这个刮动的，就刮动的这个像飓风一样的热风，其实是它的呼吸，而它的嘴里面发出来这种臭臭的像鱼腥一样的味道，其实是在肠小肠的味道。
Then they further consulted among themselves.
那接下去他们就继续互相询问。
If we all at one time enter into the mouth of this great serpent, how could it possibly swallow all of us?
如果我们所有大家都同时进到这一头蟒蛇的嘴里面，它怎么可能一下子同时吞噬我们所有人呢？
And even if it were to swallow all of us at once, it could not swallow Krishna.
而且即便它能够同时吞噬我们大家，它是无法吞噬 Krishna。
Krishna will immediately kill him as he did Bakasura.
Krishna 就会像杀死 Bakasura 一样，立即把他也给杀了。
Talking in this way, all the boys looked at the beautiful lotus-like face of Krishna and they began to clap and smile.
那么当他们这样讲着的时候呢，这所有的男孩子就都看着 Krishna 美丽的莲花脸，然后他们就开始鼓掌微笑。
So they marched forward and entered the mouth of the gigantic serpent.
现在他们就一起往前走进了这头蟒蛇的嘴里。
Meanwhile, Krishna, who is a super soul in everyone's heart, could understand that the big statue figure was a demon.
同时呢 Krishna 作为每个人心中的超灵，他能够知道这个就像塑像一样的这个大的东西啊，其实是一个恶魔。
Boy did not notice however.
但这男孩子们并不知道这一点。
While Krishna was planning how to stop the destruction of his intimate friends, all the boys along with their calves entered the mouth of the serpent.
那么当 Krishna 正在计划着如何才能制止他的亲密的朋友们 不会招致毁灭的同时呢，这些所谓的男孩子和他们的牛犊已经走进了这个蛇的嘴里。
But Krishna did not enter.
但 Krishna 没有进去。
The demon was awaiting Krishna's entrance, and he was thinking everyone had entered except Krishna, who had killed my brother and sister.
那么这个恶魔就一直在等候着 Krishna 也进去，他心里想着，你看现在除了这个杀死我的哥哥和姐姐的 Krishna 以外，所有的人都已经进来了。
Krishna is the assurance of safety to everyone.
Krishna 是每个人安全的保障。
But when he saw that his friends were already out of his hands and were lying within the belly of a great serpent, he became momentarily aggrieved.
但是呢，当他看到他的朋友们已经从他的就是他已经脱离了他的控制，并且躺在这头蟒蛇的肚子里面，他暂时就充满了悲伤，他就一直充满悲伤。
He was also struck with wonder at how the external energy works so wonderfully.
同时呢，他也非常震撼地看着这个物质，这个外在能量是如此奇妙地在运作工作。
He then began to consider how he could kill the demon at the same time save the cows and calves.
接下去呢，他就开始去思考如何才能杀死的恶魔，并且与此同时能够拯救这所谓的男孩子和牛犊呢。
Although there was no factual concern on Krishna's part, he was thinking like that.
虽然说 Krishna 本人来说，其实他是没有什么好担心的，但他是这样想的。
Finally, after some deliberation, he also entered the mouth of the demon.
最后呢，他真正思考了一下，一会儿之后呢，他也走进了恶魔的嘴里。
When Krishna entered, all the demigods who had gathered to see the fun.And they were hiding within the clouds, expressed their feelings with the words, Alas, alas.
那么当 Krishna 走进去之后呢，所有就聚集在一起的这些半神人想要来看游戏的，就是像看戏的这些半神人啊，他们躲在云朵里面在看这一观看着这一切。这个时候他们看着 Krishna 走进去他们就都在那儿大叫着，天哪，天哪，这样表达着他们的情感。
At the same time, all friends of Agasura, especially Kamsa, who were all accustomed to eating flesh and blood, expressed their jubilation, understanding that Krishna had also entered the mouth of the demon.
但与此同时 ，Agasura 的所有的朋友们，尤其是 Kamsa， 当他们知道 Krishna 也走进了这个恶魔的嘴里的时候呢，他们因为这些人他们都是习惯于吃血和肉的，所以他们就表达着他们自己的快乐。
While the demon was trying to smash Krishna and his companions, Krishna heard the demigods crying, Alas! Alas!
那么当这个恶魔在努力地想要碾碎 Krishna 和他的同伴的时候呢， Krishna 就听到了这些半神人在大叫着，天哪，天哪。
Krishna immediately began to expand himself within the throat of the demon.
那么 Krishna 立即就在这个恶魔的喉咙里面开始扩展自己。
Although he had a gigantic body and choked by the expanding of Krishna.
这个恶魔虽然说具有庞大的躯体，但是因为 Krishna 在不断的扩展自己的身体，所以呢，他这个恶魔最后就梗住了。
His big eyes moved violently and he quickly suffocated.
他的大眼睛疯狂的在转动，同时他自己也迅速的开始窒息。
His life air could not come out from any source, and ultimately it burst out of a hole in the upper part of the skull.
那么他的生命之气呢，不能从任何的地方都出不来，所以最后呢，他就从他的这个背骨的上部，那个骨头的这个骷髅，就这个骨头的上部就戳了一个洞给 跳出来蹦出来。
Thus his life air passed off.
第二呢，他的生命之气就离开了。
After the demon was dead, Krishna, with his transcendental glance alone, brought all the cows and boys back to consciousness and came with them out of the mouth of the demon.
那么当这个恶魔这样死了之后呢 ，Krishna 就以他超然的瞥视，一下子就把所有的这些男孩子和牛犊们又让他们起死回生，恢复了知觉，并且呢，跟他们大家一起从这个恶魔的嘴里面走了出来。
While Krishna was within the mouth of Agasura, the demon's spirit soul came out like a dazzling light, illuminating all directions and waving in the sky.
那么当 Krishna 处在这个 Agasura 的嘴里的时候呢，这个恶魔的灵魂就好像一道炫目的光芒，照射四方出来了，然后等候在空中。
As soon as Krishna came out of the mouth of the demon with his calves and friends, that glittering effulgent light immediately merged into the body of Krishna within the vision of all the demigods.
那么当 Krishna 一从这个恶魔的嘴里面和他的这牛犊和朋友们刚刚从这个牛的那个恶魔的嘴里面出来，这一道灿烂就让这一道炫目的光芒立即就当着所有半神人的面融入了 Krishna 的躯体。
Demigods became overwhelmed with joy and showered flowers on the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and thus they worshipped him.
这些半神人都沉浸在所谓的喜乐当中，并且呢向着至尊人格守神 Krishna 抛洒鲜花，并且这样去崇拜着他。
The denizens of heaven danced the jubilation, and the denizens of Gandharva Loka offered various kinds of prayers.
那么天堂的居民都喜乐的翩翩起舞， Gandharva Loka 的这些居民呢走向他献上各种祷文。
Drummers beat drums in jubilation, the Brahmanas recite Vedic hymns, and all the devotees of the Lord chanted the words Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of God.
那么这些鼓手都喜乐的击打着鼓，这些婆罗门呢则背诵着伟大的赞歌，那么主的所有的奉献者则在那高声的唱诵 Jai Jai， 所有荣耀归于至尊人格守神。
When Lord Brahma heard those auspicious vibrations sent throughout the higher planetary system, he immediately came down to see what had happened.
当主 Brahma 听到这些吉祥的震动，就是这些音震，因为这些音震已经想遍了整个的高等星球的这个体系，他立即就出来看到底发生什么事了。
He saw that the demon was killed, and he was struck with wonder at the uncommon glorious pastimes of the personality of God.
那么他看到这个恶魔已经被杀死了，并且呢，他也非常震惊的看到了至尊人格守神这一不同寻常的荣耀的逍遥时光。
The gigantic mouth of the demon remained in an open position for many days and gradually dried up.
那么这个恶魔的这个庞大的嘴就你这样处在这个大张着大大的这样一个状态很多很多天，然后慢慢的变得枯干了。
It remained a spot of pleasure pastimes for all the cowherd boys.
结果后来呢，这个他的这张嘴啊，就成了这所谓的牧牛童朋友们上演快乐的、逍遥的、喜乐之地。
The killing of Agasura took place when Krishna and all his boyfriends were under 5 years old.
那么杀死阿伽苏拉这样一个事情呢，是发生在 Krishna 和他所谓的这些牧牛童朋友们在5岁之前的时候发生的。
Children under 5 years old are called Kumara.
那么5岁之前的孩子都被称为是 Kumara。
From 5 years up to the 10th year, they're called Poganda.
从5岁到10岁，他们被称为 Poganda。
From the 10th year up to the 15th year, they're called Kashura.
从10岁到15岁呢，他们被称为 Kashura。
After the 15th year, boys are called youths.
在15岁之后呢，这男孩子们就被称为青年。
For 1 year, there was no discussion of the incident of the Agasura demon in the village of Breja.
那么有整整的一年，这个就是都没有这个村子里，Breja的村子里面都没有人讨论这个阿格苏拉恶魔的这个事情。
But when the boys attained their 6th year, they informed their parents of the incident with great wonder.
但当这些男孩子们到了第六岁的时候，他们就带着巨大，他们就非常震撼的把这个事情告诉了他们的父母亲。
For Sri Krishna, who is far greater than such demigods as Lord Brahma, it is not at all difficult to award one the opportunity of merging with his eternal body.
对于 Sri Krishna 来说，因为他是远远高于像主 Brahma 这样的，远远比主 Brahma 这样的半神更为伟大的，所以呢，让他赐予这样一个机会，让某一个人进入到他的永恒的躯体，这并不困难。
This he awarded to Agasura.
所以他就把这一个机会呢，也赐予了阿嘎苏拉。
阿嘎苏拉 was certainly the most sinful living entity, and it is not possible for the sinful to merge into the existence of the absolute truth.
阿嘎苏拉肯定呢是一个最为罪恶的生物体。你让一个充满罪恶的人融入绝对真理的存在，这是不可能的。
But in this particular case.Because Krishna entered into Agasura's body, the demon became fully cleansed of all sinful reactions.
但在这个事情当中呢，因为 Krishna 走进了 Agasura 的躯体里面，所以呢，这个恶魔立即就从他所有的罪恶反应当中得到了清洁、清洗。
Persons who constantly think of the deity form are rewarded the transcendental benediction of entering into the kingdom of God.And associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那些恒常的想着主作为这个神像的形象，或者作为心意的形象而存在的这样一个永恒的形象当中的人呢，他们就被能赐予这个超人的祝福，进入神的王国，并且跟至尊人格守神得到他的联谊。
So we can just imagine the elevated position of someone like Agasura, into whose body the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna personally entered.
所以呢，我们就只能去想象，像 Agasura 这样的人的这样一个崇高的位置，因为他融入了，他亲自走入了这个至尊人格守成 Krishna 的躯体。
Great sages, meditators, and devotees constantly keep the form of the Lord in their hearts.
伟大的圣人、冥想的人，还有奉献者，他们恒常的都在心中冥想着主的形象。
Or they see the deity form of the Lord in the temples.
或者他们会在庙里面看到主的神像这个样子。
In that way, they become liberated from all material contamination, and at the end of the body, enter into the kingdom of God.
那么这样呢，他们就最终从所谓的物质污染当中得到了解脱，并且在躯体生命结束的时候进入神的王国。
This perfection is possible simply by keeping the form of the Lord within the mind.
只要把这个主的形象留在心中，他就能达到这样的完美，就是可能的。
But in the case of Agasura, the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally answered.
但是呢，在 Agasura 这样情况之中呢，那么至尊人格守神是亲自进入了他的躯体。
Agasura's position was therefore greater than the ordinary devotees or the greatest yogis.
所以呢 ，Agasura 的地位啊，其实是。比这些普通的奉献者或者最伟大的瑜伽师都更高的。
Maharaj Parikshit, who was engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna, became more and more interested to hear about him.
那么Maharaj Parikshit, 因为他是一直在聆听主 Krishna 的超人逍遥，所以呢，他就。越来越感兴趣，想要聆听更多关于他的信息。
And thus he questioned the sage Sukadeva Goswami, who was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam before the king.
所以呢，他就开始去询问圣人 Sukadeva Goswami， 因为这个 Sukadeva Goswami 正在当着这个国王的面在诵读圣典国家瓦坛。
King Pariksit was a bit astonished to understand that the killing of Agasura Dima was not discussed for 1 year until after the boys attained the Hoganda age.
那么这个 Pariksit 国王呢，他有一点震撼，因为他知道这个杀阿格苏拉恶魔这个情况，这整整一年都没，他们都没有讨论，一直到这个孩子们已经达到了普根达年这个年龄的时候，他们才开始讨论这个事情。
Maharaj Pariksit was very inquisitive to learn about this, for he was sure that such an incident was due to the working of Krishna's different energies.
那 Maharaj Pariksit 就非常好奇，想要对此有所了解。因为他肯定这样的事情肯定是由于 Krishna 不同能量的安排而做出而展示出来的。
Generally, the Kshatriyas or the administrative class are always busy with their political affairs, and they have very little chance to hear about the pastimes, transcendental pastimes of Krishna.
那么通常情况下呢，就对于沙地利或者说行政阶层的人，他们总是忙于他们的政治事务。所以他们很少有机会能够去聆听关于主 Krishna 的超人逍遥。
While Krishna Maharaj was hearing these transcendental pastimes, he considered himself to be very fortunate.
那么当 Maharaj Pariksit 聆听了这些超人逍遥的时候呢，他认为自己非常幸运。
He was hearing Krishna's pastimes directly from Sukadeva Goswami, the greatest authority on Srimad Bhagavatam.
因为他是在直接的去聆听，直接的从这个圣殿博加瓦坛最伟大的权威，就是 Sukadeva Goswami 那聆听到了 Krishna 的逍遥。
Thus being requested by Maharaj Pariksit, Sukadeva Goswami continued to speak about the transcendent pastimes of Lord Krishna in the matter of his form, qualities, and paraphernalia.
那么在Maharaj Pariksit 的请求之下呢， Sukadeva Goswami 就继续讲述了主 Krishna 的超人逍遥，就讲述他的形象、他的品质、他的名声以及他的所有的随身用具。
So this ends the chapter.
这章就到此结束了。
Now there are a number of points that Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur makes in relation to this particular pastime.
那么就这个像这一个超逍遥时光呢，像 Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur 他就提到一些很重要的要点。
The first point he makes is that Krishna's dham on this earth, which is called Gokul Vrindavan, from a material estimation, it's only 32 square miles.
那么从物质角度来说，就是 Krishna 在这个地球上的他上演逍遥时光的这个地方叫做 Gokul 啊，这个地方就从物质角度来说，一共就32 square miles。
Yeah, 32 square miles。
啊，从物质角度就一共就32平方里。
So this is actually not very big.
所以这其实是不是这是很大的。
Yet we hear in this pastime that Krishna went with thousands and thousands of his cowherd boys, and each of the cowherd boys had thousands and thousands of cows or calves.
应该不是很大，但是我们却听到 Krishna 有成千上万的牧牛童朋友，而每一个牧牛童朋友呢，他们都看管着成千上万头牛犊。
So from a material estimation, it's not possible to accommodate so manypersons and so many animals in such a small area.
所以呢，从物质的角度来说，你在这样一个小的、这样小范围的一个地方，能够去包容这么多的人或这么多的动物是不可能的。
Well, because Krishna's dham is transcendental, it is spiritual. It has the ability to expand and to accommodate everyone, everything.
但是呢，因为 Krishna 这个他的圣地啊是完全是灵性的，所以他是无限无穷无尽的，是没有任何限制的，所以呢，他基本上能够包容存在的一切。
Is identical to the Goloka Vrindavan, the original Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual realm.
因为我们在暂时在这个地球上或者这个世界上这个 Goku 我们这个 Dham, 它其实和灵性世界的 Goloka Vrindavan 是没有区别的。
So another point is that, Krishna's Leela Shakti inspired Agasura through the super soul to act.
另外一点呢，就是 Krishna 那个Leela Shakti 他就鼓动了这个 Agasura 去行动。
Krishna has many energies.
Krishna 有很多的能量。
And one of those energies is called Leela Shakti.
其中一个能量呢就被称为是 Leela Shakti.
This means his pastime energy.
这就意味着他的逍遥时光的能量。
So it's a Leela Shakti that arranges for all of the aspects of these Leelas to take place.
所以呢这个 Leela Shakti 呢就安排了这所有的这不同的逍遥时光来发生。
So Leela Shakti inspired Agasura through the super soul to actually act in the way that he did.
那么这个 Leela Shakti 就作为超灵在心中鼓动这个 Agasura 让他以这样的方式去行动。
So again, it's not Krishna directly doing all these things, but these things happen as a result of his energies.
所以呢，这都不是由 Krishna 去说他直接去安排参与的，这都是由于他的不同的能量去做的事情做到的。
This is so Krishna can play a certain role, and his associates play a certain role, and this increases the rasa between them.
那么 Krishna 他会扮演某个角色，他的这些同友们因为扮演其他的一些角色，这样呢就不断的增加了他们的 rasa， 上演他们的 rasa。
Now another point.
Roger, I think you're broken.
Sorry.
Broken. It's a bit broken.
Yeah, I'm hearing background noise on your side.
Shall we reconnect?
I said, a question may be brought up that why didn't Krishna's the supreme personality of God, if he's all, but why didn't he stop the coward boys from entering Agasura's mouth?
所以呢，那就有人会问，那么既然 Krishna 是至尊人格守神，他为什么不去制止这些男孩子们，而允许他们走入 Agasura 的嘴里呢？
And Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, he gives the answer. He says that it was Leela Shakti.Who arranged for the will of Krishna's devotees to be fulfilled.
那么就这个 Vishwanath Chakrabarti 就解释说，其实是他的 Leela Shakti 就安排了让 Krishna 这样去做，并且去实现他的奉献者的愿望。
Because the will of Krishna's pure devotees is very powerful.
因为 Krishna 纯粹奉献者的意愿是非常有力量的。
And as we know, especially from the Damodar Leela, but in other Leelas as well, that Krishna is actually purchased by the love and devotion of his devotees.
那么我们在其他的逍遥时光，尤其是在这个 Damodar 逍遥时光，都能看得出来 ，Krishna 是尤其是说的，是被他的奉献者的纯粹奉爱所征服的。
So Krishna always fulfills the desires of his pure devotees.
所以呢 ，Krishna 总是能够感受到他纯粹奉献者的愿望。
So because the coward boys wanted to enter the mouth of Agasura, Krishna allowed them.
那么因为这些母牛头们他们想要走入这个 Agasura 的嘴里，所以呢 ，Krishna 就允许他们去了。
Another point that Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur makes is that that if a demon like Agasura can get liberation, what to speak of a devotee?
那么维圣的维圣的查库巴吉塔库尔做出另外一个评注，就是连一个阿卡苏拉这样的恶魔都能得到解脱，那更不要说他的奉献者了，维圣的奉献者。
And here's a demon, I mean, of the worst sort, and he was doing such demoniac activity, but still he got liberation.
他是一个恶魔，而且他做从事了那么罪恶的活动。但是呢，他仍然得到了菩提呢的仁慈。
The devotee is giving his whole heart to Krishna.
奉献者他们已经把自己全心全意都交给了 Krishna。
At least we should aspire like that.
至少我们应该渴望这样去做。
So this pastime should instill faith within us.
所以呢，这个逍遥时光应该能够加强我们心中的信心。
That if a demon can get liberation like this, that if we become very pure devotees, then Krishna will easily bring us back home, back to Godhead.
如果连一个恶魔都能得到这样的解脱，那么我们如果能够很好的做 Krishna 的奉献者，那 Krishna 肯定就会带我们回归首生，回归家园了。
Another point is that Agasura, he actually got something called.Swarupya Mukti, which means he got the same bodily form as the Lord. That was his liberation.
那么另外一点呢，讲的就是这个阿卡苏拉，他其实得到叫 Swarupya 的完美，也就是说他最终进入了非人格的这个解脱。
Normally demons don't get this.
通常情况下，恶魔是得不到这个。
But because Krishna personally touched the body of Agasura, he was so fully purified that he got this type of liberation.
但是呢，因为 Krishna 亲自走进这个 Agasura 的躯体里面，所以呢，他就能够有幸得到这样一种解脱。
And he actually took a form like Krishna's in Vaikuntha Loka.
事实上呢，他是在 Vaikuntha Loka 接受了一具像跟 Krishna 一样的躯体。
Or we should note that he was sent to Vaikuntha because he did not have Braj Bhakti.
但是我们应该知道，他之所以被派去送去了 Vaikuntha， 是因为他没有 Braj Bhakti.
And those who do not have Braj Bhakti cannot go to Goloka.
那些没有 Braj Bhakti 的人是没法进去的 Goloka.
So we should aspire to follow in the footsteps.Of the Brajabasis and develop Brajabhakti.
所以呢，我们应该追随这些先前他们的步伐，最终去培养 Brajabhakti.
The last point that Vishvanatha Chakravarti makes is that Maharaj Pariksit was a perfect disciple, and Sukadeva Goswami was a perfect guru.
那么这个 Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur 还提到，这个 Maharaj Pariksit 是一个完美的门徒，而 Sukadeva Goswami 则是一个完美的 guru。
We see this from the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam throughout, where Maharaj Pariksit, who is in such an exalted status as the king of the whole world, when he gets notice that he's going to leave this world in 7 days, he goes and searches out the perfect guru, Sukadeva Goswami.
那我们知道，从这个圣殿伯迦罗瓦腾一开始，一直到最终结束，我们都能看到那个 Maharaj Pariksit 的是多么伟大的一个奉献者。当他得知自己只剩下7天能活的时候，他就开始想要去寻找各种各样的方式，想要了解至尊如何受生。
Now what does he do with his 7 days?
那么他是怎么样来度过自己这7天的呢？
He simply inquires about Krishna.
他就只是去询问关于 Krishna 的知识。
And Sukadeva Goswami simply speaks about Krishna.
而 Sukadeva Goswami 呢，则只是讲述关于 Krishna 的知识。
And this is actually what the guru-disciple relationship is meant for.
事实上，孤儒和门徒的关系就应该是这样。
This is how the transfer of Divya Gyan, or transcendental knowledge, takes place.
我们交流这个超人的知识也就是这样发生的，以这样的方式发生的。
The disciple inquires submissively,
门徒呢很顺从的去询问。
With full faith,
带着全人的信心。
And he offers service,
他后续服务他的顾客。
And the guru being pleased with such an attitude of a sincere disciple blesses him by giving him transcendental knowledge.
那么这个 guru 呢被这个门徒的真诚服务所取悦，最终就会给他祝福，并且把这超人的知识，也就是把这超人的知识赐予了他。
But we should note that the system is quite simple.
但是我们应该知道这个体系本身是很简单的。
Inquiry and answers to the questions.
就是去询问，还有呢，就是回答这些问题。
Now this nonsense idea that there is some type of mystical transferal of knowledge from guru to disciple. There is some light, or there is some energy, or there is something.That we cannot describe in words.
不是像有的人说的那么神秘的，就好像就是一个 guru， 然后发出手一扬，发出一道光芒，就把什么什么东西赐给了这个门徒，然后这个是语言言语是无法描述的一样。
Question and answer.
就通过询问和答案，问题和答案。
And that is how transcendental knowledge is.Transferred.
超人的知识就是通过这样的方式而得到传递。
And said that the guru is the external manifestation of a super soul.
据说 guru 呢是超灵的外在扩展，外在展示。
So if we're very sincere and if we're very pure, we may be guided within by the super soul.
所以呢，如果一个人非常真诚、非常纯粹，那么超灵就会从内心去指导他。
But most of us are not so pure or not on that level. So we must take advantage of the external form of the super soul in the form of the guru.
但是呢我们大部分人还没有这么纯粹，所以呢我们就需要从他的外在代表，就是说 guru 那儿接受训示和指导。
And that means hearing from both Dikshit gurus and Shikshit gurus.
这呢意味着要从训示导师和启迪导师那儿都要接受。
Actually, the Chaitanya Charitamrita says that both the Diksha and the Shiksha Gurus are equal manifestations of the mercy of Krishna.
事实上 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面说，就这种训示和启迪导师都是 Sri Krishna 的仁慈的展示。
And it's an offense to think that there is some difference between them.
如果认为他们两个之间有差别的话，这就是冒犯。
So scripture tells us that we can only have one Diksha Guru.
So 经典告诉我们呢，我们只能拥有一个启迪咕噜。
But we can have many Shiksha Gurus.
但是呢，我们可以有很多的训示咕噜。
We don't say that you should just accept anyone.
我们不。
But those who have developed faith in through the process of hearing and chanting.Those persons can become, and they should become, our Shiksha Gurus.
但是呢，如果我们听，这并不是说我们应该接受任何人都为我们的训示导师。但是呢，如果我们通过聆听和唱诵，对某些奉献人培养起了信心的话，我们就可以接受他们为我们的训示咕噜。
So the Diksha and Shiksha Gurus, they work together.
所以呢，启迪和训示咕噜其实是携手并进的。
Every disciple needs both Diksha and Shiksha Gurus.
每一个门徒都同时需要训示和启迪咕噜。
And by the combination of Diksha and Shiksha Gurus, the disciple will advance very nicely.
那么通过这个训示和启迪咕噜的那种结合呢，这个门徒就能很好的取得进步。
So we should be very eager to hear.From both Diksha and Shiksha Gurus.
所以呢，我们大家都应该非常渴望去聆听训示和启迪咕噜给我们的训示。
和知识。
这就是 Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur 提出的要点。
Now I wanted to make some points that Prabhupada made, but I'd like to elaborate on some points.
那么海耶帕布帕呢也做出了一些要点，但是呢，我想对某些点做出一些更加详细的解释。
The first is that he bears his purposes.
Marty just broken. Sorry.
I said that Krishna enjoys sporting with his friends.
Krishna 喜欢和他的朋友们一起去玩耍。
He enjoys all those activities that we heard about in this Leela. Sporting, playing, and so on.Krishna enjoys that more than being worshipped in awe and reverence.
那么 Krishna 享受这些奉献者这些牧牛童朋友们跟他的一起像孩提时的这种玩耍是超过去享受那些半神人给他的带着敬畏心态的崇拜的。
That's why it's so important for us to develop Braja Bhakti.
这就是为什么说我们要培养 Braja Bhakti 是那么重要的原因。
As followers of Lord Chaitanya, we want to develop that kind of devotion.
作为主权天然的追随者呢，我们都希望能培养起这样的份爱。
Because that is what Lord Chaitanya came to give. He came to give bread.
因为这就是主权天然要来给予我们的内容，就是不然就不
行。Another point is that.You may remember in the past I mentioned that those who are covered by material energy, they see Krishna only as a beautiful child, and that's all.
还有一点我们过去要记得的，就是说那些还有一些人，他们只是把 Krishna 那些无神论者或者不相信，他们只是把 Krishna 当成一个普通的美丽的孩子来看。
That is because Krishna.His pure devotees and the spiritual realm are all covered by a veil of the material energy, and those who are materialists, they will not be able to see the real thing.
那是因为这所有的这些灵性能量都被这个时候，像 Krishna 他的奉献者还有这些灵性的居所都已经被物质能量所覆盖。所以那些没有得到仁慈的这些物质主义者，他们是没办法看到的。
Only devotees.
只有奉献者能看到。
I should qualify. The real fact is only the pure devotees can.
应该说，只有纯粹奉献者才能看到。
Otherwise, the materialists will see Krishna as some historical figure, as beautiful.Child, as you know, the immoral person who danced with the wives of other men, and so on.
否则的话，这些物质主义者呢，只会把 Krishna 当成一个历史人物啊，或者美丽的孩子啊，甚至是一个跟别人的妻子跳舞的一个不讲道德的人。
So such persons, they have no qualification to tell us anything about Krishna.
这些物质主义者，他们没有任何的资格能给我们讲述关于 Krishna 的任何的知识。
Because to explain Krishna, one has to have the mercy of Krishna.
因为你要去对 Krishna 做出解释的话，你首先得得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
Otherwise, one cannot understand.
否则的话，我们是一个人是无法理解的。
And that's why Prabhupada spoke so strongly against, you know, the unqualified.Translators of Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures.
这就是为什么Prabhupada那么强烈的讲这些对国家梵歌或其他的文献做出错误的解释的人的原因。
He often asks, how can such persons who are not devotees, how can they even think to try to translate the Vedic literatures?
他经常都会说，这些物质主义者不是 Krishna 的奉献人，他们怎么可能去想着要去翻译？怎么可能去翻译这些伟大文献呢
？Their eyes are covered by material energy, and whatever they describe will be only mundane.
他们的眼睛都被物质能量所覆盖，所以他们解释描述的一切都是世俗的。
So we're fortunate that we are hearing from the Lord's pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada.
所以呢，我们能够从 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者 Srila Prabhupada 那儿去聆听，我们都是非常幸运的。
And not just any pure devotee.
那不是说任何的纯粹奉献者。
But the pure devotee who was chosen directly by Krishna to come to this world at a particular time in history to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
但是那些尤其是被 Krishna 选中的能够在一个特定的时间地点把 Krishna 这些传播到全世界的这样的纯粹奉献者。
Therefore he's known as a Shaktivesha Avatar.
所以他们就被称之为 Shaktivesha Avatar.
Someone who is empowered directly by Krishna to give Krishna consciousness to the world.
就是那些被 Krishna 直接赋予力量，能够把 Krishna 直觉给予世界的这样的人。
So what Prabhupada did was is something that no one ever did in all of Vaishnava history, and is something that no one will ever do in the rest of Vaishnava history, for the rest of Kali Yuga.
那么圣帕帕所取得的这个成就是先前的任何的 Vaishnava 都没有做到的，在甚至在卡林年代，直到卡林年代结束之后，之前的以后的所有的时间也不会有人做到。
We are so fortunate.
所以我们非常的幸运。
So we should always thank Srila Prabhupada and Krishna that we have the opportunity to hear in this line.
那我们应该大家都非常的感激是泡泡也让我们能够进入到这样一个传奇。
It is such a rare opportunity and we should feel ourselves blessed.
这机会是如此的罕有，我们都应该深感幸运。
So we should never take it for granted.
所以呢，我们千万不要把它当成理所当然。
And we should take every opportunity possible to hear.From the Lord's pure devotees.
我们应该利用所有的机会去聆听主的纯粹奉献者。
So that leads to another point is that we see Krishna through the devotees' mercy. Otherwise, it is practically impossible to see him through any other process.
还有一点呢，就是说我们是完全得到主 Krishna 纯粹奉献的人，特别人次之后才能见到 Krishna， 否则的话，通过任何其他的程序，我们都是没法见到 Krishna。
It's not through the process of karma or jnana or yoga. We can't see Krishna in that way.
不管是通过 karma、行动瑜伽、四边瑜伽和什么其他的任何的瑜伽，我们都是没办法去看到 Krishna。
So at least we can say that it is very, very difficult and only the rarest person can possibly make advancement from these processes.
或者至少我们可以说这些程序是那么那么的困难，只有一些非常非常少数的才能够通过这样的程序取得一点点的进步。
But as Prabhupada points out in this pastime that it is very easy to see Krishna if we get the mercy of Krishna's devotee.
但是帕帕就在要旨当中说，我们只要得到了奉献者的仁慈的话，我们就能轻易得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
So this is our descending process. We receive the mercy of Krishna through the disciplic succession.
这就是我们的下行法，就是我们通过使徒传系得到由 Krishna 而传来的仁慈祝福。
We never think to.Try to understand Krishna by our own power through some material type of means.
我们永远也不要希望通过一些物质的方法去获得这些灵性的力量。
We know, or at least we should know as Vaishnavas, that Krishna's mercy will only come if we first get the mercy of His devotees.
我们应该知道，我们只有通过得到奉献者的仁慈之后，我们才能得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
So we should learn to mold our lives in such a way that we are able to serve the devotees in as many ways and as often as possible.
所以呢，我们应该都这样学会，以尽可能更多的任何的方，以尽可能多的方式去服务瓦西纳瓦，服务奉献者。每当见到一个 Vaishnava 的时候，我们应该问他，他问我如何能够服务你。
Another point is that we'll note that the cowherd boys, they were fearless because of their faith in Krishna.
还有一点呢，因为对牧牛，我们要知道，就牧牛童，因为他们脱离 Krishna， 对 Krishna 有信心，所以他们无所畏惧。
When they were talking amongst themselves, they said, well, even if this is a demon, even if this is a big serpent, even if we do go in, Krishna will save us.
他们自己也这样讨论，即便他真的是个恶魔，即便我们真的进入他的躯体里面， Krishna 仍然会来帮助我们。
So they were fearless.
所以他们毫无畏惧。
So we should also become fearless.
所以我们也应该变得毫无畏惧。
That Krishna will always take care of us.
你要相信 Krishna 一直都会照顾我们。
Ultimately,
终极说来都是如此。
It's not that he may not always give us what we want.
当然，他不一定总是会给予我们所想要的东西。
If we want certain material assets, he may not give that.
如果我们想要一些物质方面的东西，他可能不一定会给我们。
But he will always give us what's good for us.
但他总会给予我们对我们有好处的事物。
Those things which are important for our advancement.
他会给予我们那些对我们取得灵修进步很重要的东西。
So we should become fearless because we're Krishna's devotees.
所以呢，因为我们是 Krishna 的奉献者，我们就应该没有畏惧。
Another point is that, and probably the problem made that the demons have extraordinary mystic power, and they can do extraordinary things.
还有一点呢，就是帕帕提到这些恶魔，他们都有不同寻常的力量，能做到不同寻常的事情。
But they're still demons.
但他们仍然是恶魔。
And what they do is not pleasing to Krishna.
他们所做的事情是并不取悦 Krishna。
But from a material point of view, they can do amazing things.
但从物质角度来说，他们的确能做到一些让人非常震惊的事情。
So sometimes we find that persons are impressed by people in this world who possess some ability to do something amazing.
所以呢，我们一旦去发现那些看到有一些人，他们就是在物质方面能做出一些让人很震惊的事情。
They become impressed by something that they cannot do.
他们看到别人能做的自己没法做的事情，他们就印象很深刻。
And sometimes even in spiritual circles, those who can do certain kind of mystic little tricks and manipulate material energy in different ways.They can easily gain a following.
甚至在一些灵性的圈子里面，也有一些人，他们能够通过一些，就能做到一些有一些玄秘力量，然后他们就能够很容易就获得很多的追随者。
So we should be careful not to fall into this trap where just because someone has some kind of mystic power.That we think that they are somehow spiritually enhanced.
所以呢，我们可千万不要这样想。看到有一些人，他们有一些什么力量，我们就认为他们灵修很进步。
Even if a Vaishnava has certain powers, he does not display them.
即便一个 Vaishnava 他有一些力量，他也不会展示出来。
As we saw in the example of Prabhupada.
就像我们在婆婆的这个例子里面看到的一样。
That obviously he was so powerful.
帕布帕毫无疑问是非常有力量的。
And some of his different pastimes within this world, he displayed some of that power.
那么我们再看到他在物质世界的一些逍遥时光当中，他也展示了一些这样的力量。
But he at the same time, he never overtly tried to advertise himself or to, you know, show himself as someone who possessed such mystic power.
但是我们可以看到他从来都没有去向人们展示好像有他有这样的神力量然后去迷惑人心。
Rather, he always, attributed his ability and his success to one only.
相反呢他只是把自己所取的所谓的成就或者成功转向。
That was, he always said,that I have no qualification, I only tried to follow the instruction of my guru, that's all.
他总是会说我是毫无资格的，我最完全的一切都是由我guru的仁慈，仅此而已。
So we should learn from Prabhupada's example.
所以呢，我们应该学习Prabhupada的榜样。
That if we want success in Krishna consciousness, that is all we need to do.
只要能够让我们在归向之旅当中取得进步，我们就需要这样做就好了。
Simply follow the order of our spiritual master.
只要去听从我们灵音导师的训示和命令。
That includes both Diksha and Shiksha Gurus.
这包括训示和启迪导师。
The last point that I would like to make is that, in this pastime we see a contrast between the.Mentality of the demon and the demigod.
那么我要讲的最后一点呢，就是我们要看到一个，恶魔和半神的那个心态的区别。
The demon is always thinking, always scheming how to destroy Krishna.
这恶魔们一直都在想呢，我如何能够去摧毁 Krishna.
And the demigod or the devotee is always thinking how to serve him.
而半神人或者奉献者呢，总是在想着怎么样才能服务 Krishna.
So, it is so clear the mentality that is possessed by the demon and the mentality of the demigod.
所以呢，我们可以看到这个恶魔和半神人他们的心态是完全，就他们各自心态是很清楚的。
And based on this, Prabhupada would often categorize persons as of demoniac quality or as in the category of the demigods or devotees.
那么就以这样一个为基础呢，婆婆就能够把这些奉献者和恶魔的他们这个心态能区分开来。
So in a similar way, when we look into the material world and we see different personalities, we can see according to their mentality what category they fit into.
所以同样当我们看到这个世界的所谓的人的时候我们就可以根据他们的这个心态来判断他们是哪种人。
Even though persons may be very great from a true estimation in terms of their fame or their beauty or their wealth or their, you know, their strength and so many different things, but they can still be demons.
即便这个世界上有可能有很多的人他们拥有名声拥有财富拥有美貌等等的各种各样的品质但他们仍然可能就是恶魔
So we should be careful not to be in any way attracted by the demons and their material abilities.
所以呢，我们要非常小心，不要被那些恶魔和他们的物质能量而所吸引。
Rather, we should always seek the association of the Vaishnavas.
相反，我们应该总是去寻求 Vaishnava 的联谊。
And that way we will be blessed.
这样呢，我们就受到了祝福。
And through the association of the Vaishnavas, we will quickly advance in Krishna consciousness.
通过得到外向的联谊呢，我们就能在亏损区域当中取得飞速的进步。
So if we don't have good association at present, then we should pray to to get good association.
所以如果现在我没有得到好的联谊的话，我们就应该祈祷能够得到好的联谊。
And if our desire is strong, then Krishna will make an arrangement.
如果我们的愿望足够强烈的话， Krishna 就会做出安排了。
Somehow or other, good association will come to us.
好的联谊总会以某种方式来到我们面前。
Arrangements we make are far beyond our imagination.
Krishna 会远远超越我们想象的能力而做出各种安排。
Krishna will do that if we have a sincere desire.
如果我们有真诚的愿望的话， Krishna 会这样做。
So we should pray to be sincere, and we should pray to get the association of the Vaishnavas.
所以呢，我们应该祈祷，保持真诚。并且祈祷能得到外向的联谊。
Okay, now I will end with that.
好，现在我去找他。
Thank you all for listening so attentively.
感谢大家这么专注的聆听。
Thank Gopi Gita Ji for her translation.
感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译。
Excellent as always.
一如既往的翻译得很好。
We thank Shashi Gopal Shrinaprabhu for facilitating.
还感谢 Shashi Gopal Prabhu 的帮给我们的安排。
And we pray that within a week's time we'll be again back giving another talk and discussing the next chapter in Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book.
那么祈祷呢，在下一周我们能够再次回来，继续去讨论 Krishna 的 Krishna Book， 圣婆婆给我们的 Krishna Book 的下一章。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna， 感谢大家的聆听，我们今天的播音就到此结束了。Hare Krishna。